Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has issued a statement denying sexual assault allegations against him from when he was in high school. His statement said, quote, "This is a completely false allegation. I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone. Because this never happened, I had no idea who was making this accusation until she identified herself yesterday. I'm willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee in any way the committee deems appropriate to refute this false allegation from 36 years ago and defend my integrity." NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
So Kavanaugh's accuser is Christine Blasey Ford. She has also said that she is willing to testify before Congress. Republicans were hoping to get to a confirmation vote this week. Could that be delayed?
It's possible. Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, just issued a statement a short time ago saying he's looking for a way to hear out Ford, the accuser, in what he called an appropriate, precedented, and respectful manner. Now, Chairman Grassley says the ordinary way something like this would begin is with staff phone calls to both Kavanaugh and Ford. But Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the committee, has said that's not good enough. And earlier this morning, we heard from Senator Susan Collins, one of only two Republican women in the Senate, who says she thinks that both Ford and Kavanaugh should testify under oath before the committee. Now, Collins is not on the committee, but she's a key undecided vote, so her view may carry outsized weights with Senator Grassley.
And for people who are just catching up to this story, this came out in the Washington Post. Christine Blasey Ford said she was at a party, that Kavanaugh and others were drunk, and that he sexually assaulted her, and then she escaped and locked herself in another room. Let's listen to her lawyer, Lisa Banks, who spoke to Morning Edition this morning and had this to say about why Blasey Ford didn't come forward publicly until now.
She was weighing her desire and her belief that she had a civic duty to provide this information to those making the decision about Brett Kavanaugh with, frankly, her fear about coming forward. And there was going to be great personal risk to her and her family in doing so.
Now, Republican senators called attention to the timing of these allegations as being politically convenient for Democrats. How seriously are Republicans and the White House taking them?
I think they're taking these allegations quite seriously. On the one hand, they are eager to have Brett Kavanaugh confirmed and in time to take his place when the Supreme Court opens its fall term just 2 weeks from today. But at the same time, they are very sensitive to the Me Too environment in which we're living and not wanting to give the appearance that this is somehow being railroaded through. We had at the White House today, Kellyanne Conway, White House counselor, telling Fox News, "This woman should not be insulted and she should not be ignored. This woman will be heard." So frustrated as Republicans are at what they what appears to them to be sort of an 11th hour delaying tactic by the Democrats, they are taking pains to also appear compassionate and sensitive to the accuser.
It's a difficult issue for the White House as well because, of course, it brings up the allegations that have been made against President Trump by a number of women, which I'm sure they do not want to be talking about right now as they try to get this lifetime appointment through on the Supreme Court. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent in Washington, thank you.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.